News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
In Washington, Irish whiskey producers are facing a severe 200% tariff potentially on exports to the US as concerns rise that the dispute between Donald Trump's administration and the EU may escalate into a full-scale transatlantic trade war. One of those who could be impacted is Colin Ross. He's the CEO of Kinsale Spirit Company, which produces a number of whiskies that are sold to the US and elsewhere around the world. Morning, Colin.
Good morning, Jonathan.
You have spent a lot of your time in the last few years building up this market. Could you see it disappear overnight?
You could see it disappear fairly quickly indeed. For us, the US is pivotal, very important for both sales and investment. We have just started a major campaign online for our Wild Atlantic Irish Whiskey, Platinum Medal Whiskey, winning whiskey. We spent a lot of money building up the brand and are spending money on an ongoing basis. And, it could be wiped out in a matter of months. We have some stock in the US, but once that's gone, you know, the tariffs may kick in on the next batch, which will put it out of the price of most people's pockets. There are certain price levels that appeal to people, and we happen to hit those. We use the tagline, the best value Irish whiskey in the world in the US, because it's got the medals and it's got the price and it's got the taste and all that. And that's the kind of pitch that works at the moment when people are watching the pennies.
How easy would it be to pivot to another market? Could you perhaps increase to the Far East as opposed to heading west?
Well, it's possible to pivot, but you hit the nail on the head with the word easy. Not easy. It like every market takes years to build up and major amounts of money. I mean, I was in the States twice in the last 6 weeks. Unfortunately, you have to go. People sell to people. You know, you can't do it over a Zoom call. You've got to be there. You've got to pound the pavements, chat to people, pitch the product. And that takes money. And you can get agents, etc. But, you know, even that isn't the same as getting your own people there. So, there are huge markets in Africa growing, like Nigeria. South Africa is very strong. India is coming. But, you know, miles away. Not only geographically, but from the US. The US is basically one third of the global Irish whiskey market.
At what the EU has done, the EU slapped on 26 billion euro in tariffs to counter the 26 billion euro that the US had slapped on Europe. But they were selective about the products. I mean, the reason you're being targeted is because the EU targeted bourbon. Do you feel like you've been singled out? And is the EU perhaps being unfair to your sector?
Well, I think, the effect on Europe could be far bigger than the reverse effect, because bourbon imports into the European zone are they're significant, but they're not huge. But look at all the things that could be knocked on or knocked into this tariff session with the US. I mean, you have global brands like Jameson, Guinness, you know, champagne, Italian wine. They could all fall. So we sell as Europe much more to the US than they sell to us in terms of alcohol. And I think it's fine to be preemptive. And, you know, you've got to stop things maybe before they happen and be proactive. Yeah. But I think our particular industry may not have been a good one to pick, but, you know, it maybe speaks to other things. But,
Colin,
you
have to make decisions now. Whiskey doesn't materialize overnight. It has to mature. There is a process. Yep. What are you going to do if they do put on the 200% tariff? And, are you going to be left with, whiskey does age and sometimes age as well, but are you going to be left with stock that you can't sell?
Well, definitely. But more importantly, we're in the final stages of negotiating investment from the US into our business, significant. And are those people going to want to go ahead? I mean, are they going to say, hang on a minute, let's take a beat, as they say in the US? And if they do, invariably what happens is they find something that they consider less risky to invest in. And for Kinsale Spirit Company, that's a bigger consideration right now, the investment.
All right.
We have some stock in the US, but we have stock ready to go there too.
All right. So, Colin Ross, CEO of Kinsale Spirit Company, worrying times for you and other producers in the same boat as you. Thanks for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.